Hi, I'm Don McDonald. This is a special preview edition of my new podcast, Pod Opine, which you are invited to participate in by calling the Pod Opine podcast talk line, which is very simply 833-POD-TALK. There you go, 833-PODTALK. It's a bunch of numbers that end in 8255. I've been debating what I should do in this preview episode, and I decided to go big, to go really big, to go maybe bigger than any other topic I will ever cover on this podcast. As I'm recording this, it is Easter Sunday. Easter is an interesting holiday. Like so many other Christian holidays, it's a mishmash, a hodgepodge, a mashup, as it were, of various other holidays that have kind of come together in one handy-dandy all-purpose holiday. The original holiday, one of the older holidays we can find from this time period is the Jewish Passover that celebrates the Israelites leaving slavery in Egypt, passing over. There are other ancient holidays celebrated around this time of year, rites of spring. And interestingly enough, the goddess of spring in pagan England was a woman by the name of Istra or Ostra or Ostera. Istra. Sound familiar? Yeah, the word Easter is based on Istra. Because we speak English, so it's Easter, Istra. It's a conglomeration of celebrating the end of winter and plant blooming and planting season, and a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christus, or Jesus Christ, and I guess Passover too thrown in. Which makes sense, because the Latin word for Easter is Pascha, which is from the Greek, which means Passover. So the name in Eastern Europe came from Passover, while the name in England came from a pagan spring goddess. So I thought it the perfect day to take up the question of faith, of belief and faith. And by the way, belief and faith are two different things. Belief is the lighter of the two. As a matter of fact, the new Oxford Dictionary that just sits on my Mac all the time defines belief as an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. An acceptance. It can also be just a firmly held opinion or a firmly held conviction. Whereas faith is a much stronger word. Faith is defined as a complete trust or confidence in something or someone. That's a strong belief. And then there's this other thing called blind faith. So what do all of these have to do with Easter? Well, Easter is the major holiday of one of the world's biggest faiths ever, Christianity. And throughout the community in which I live and others all around the planet, people flocked to churches to profess their faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and by extension, their faith in the tenets of Christianity. Now, I was raised in a Christian household. Okay, a soft Christian household. We were Episcopalians or Anglicans. I used to call it Catholic light. The Anglican religion is an offshoot of Catholicism started by Henry VIII because the Pope wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. Because I was raised in Christian communities in a country that is primarily Christian, sorry everyone else, but it is, I have read the Bible multiple times. I've read parts of the Quran. I've studied Hinduism and Buddhism and Baha'ism and what else have I studied? Oh yeah, Zoroastrianism a little. So I have a basic understanding of the world's religions, but I don't have a basic understanding of faith. I know what it is. I just don't understand how you can have it without a reasonable degree of proof. Otherwise, it's just blind faith. And from what I have read in the Bible, Jesus never said, believe me blindly. Now, I absolutely respect the right of anyone to believe anything they want. But here is my question for all of you. Why should anyone have faith in something that cannot be proven, or at least demonstrated with a preponderance of evidence? Because of the Christian community in which I live, friends and family try to use the Bible as proof, but you can't use the Bible as proof unless you have evidence to show that it wasn't just divinely inspired, it was actually divinely created. And yet we know that those who wrote the Bible were human beings. Not only that, they were human beings who wrote their respective chapters decades after Christ's death. The first books of the Bible, the letters from Paul or Saul of Tarsus, were written around the year 50. Some books of the Bible were not written until hundreds of years later. So at best, they are ancient recordings of decades of oral history passed down from person to person to person. It's as if the creators of the Constitution sat around and talked about it in 1787, but didn't take notes, and no one actually started writing the Constitution down until the Andrew Jackson administration in 1837, and even today, the thing wasn't done. How true to the original intent of the creators do you think that Constitution would be? Now, we know that the Quran was at least in large part written more contemporaneously to the times it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by the angel Gabriel in the 7th century. Even that, we cannot know, is absolutely, unquestioningly a verbatim copy of what was said to Muhammad. And I'm not even going to go back to Judaism or Hinduism or forward into Buddhism or way back into Zarathustra's time. I'm just going to leave it at that. Today's question: what is faith? And why do you believe what you believe? That's our Pot of Pine preview. Remember, the number is 833-POD-TALK, 833-763-8255. I looked it up for you. 833-POD-TALK. And I look forward to hearing what you have to add. I'm Don McDonald. You're listening to a Pot of Pine preview.